we will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
What up, people? It's myself, Mr. B, and you're listening to the ROTPOD, Games, Tech, Movies, myself, Stretch,
Big D.
Big D, yes, sir. Right. Us three just talking about whatever we want and just giving you an update and just what we do throughout the week, throughout the day, throughout the weekend, whatnot. So the first thing I want to say,
sir,
good news.
Good news? What is it?
Woohoo!
There's this guy. This guy he owns a little sub sandwich place and bagel joint, and he's willing to give the listeners of the Rot Pod 15% on any order.
Oh my goodness!
He like delivers. Mm. He caters 15% off.
Did he deliver it here at work too?
He delivers. So you got to call him, see where he delivers at.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have a set like limit.
Set area. Yeah.
Set area. He said just give him a call, and if he's willing. And you know, he's like he's really good to work with. He'll even say like maybe we could meet here at this place and I'll deliver to there.
Oh shit! You
know, something like that. So he does catering orders, and if you go into his place, just tell him you listen to the Rot Pod and you listen to the podcast, and just say he'll know what you're talking about. And he was really up for it, and he's excited to do this.
Oh, smokes right on. That's good news, man.
Yeah. So
did you try some of his food?
I tried my favorite so far. My favorite is the Smoky Pig.
Smoky Pig.
Smoky Pig.
No, not the Stoner Pig.
Smoky Pig. Smoky Pig sandwich. Smoky Pig Supreme. It's like his sauce and just a sandwich. Mm. Man, it's freaking good, man.
Dang,
it's pretty big sandwich. Good.
It's big. It's almost like a Quiznos. Remember, like a small and a large.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But it's not the same size, like in inches.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, it's just he's just got a small and a large. I think the large was like I don't know how many inches. I gotta.
That.
Well, you guys can't see it in the. I'm pointing like 12 inches. That's what I'm doing.
Is it like 9 inches and a girth of 3?
Yeah, it's a girth. It's a girth of 3.
It might be.
It has to be bigger than
pretty, maybe like 12 or 13.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Let's see if I could bring it up right here.
That's a big sandwich, man.
If you can eat all that, you're a whore. Just kidding. Donald's max is 9, right, Donald?
Yeah. 9. I'll start bleeding profusely after that.
This is shish kebab.
It's like the hell is that? I keep on forgetting that movie. Where the fingers come out the throat.
What movie is that one?
The Grudge, I think.
Is that scary?
Is it The Grudge?
I know one of them. I know Scary Movie.
Yeah, the damn fingers come out the little girl's throat or whatever. Scary like movie. A damn puppet.
Yeah. That's gross.
I can't see it's easier
going down and coming up.
I can't see the inches. Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
What is big? 12. It's like that big. And
this big.
Me and Little B. Would you like to split it in half?
Oh, nice. Sure?
It's freaking good. It's big.
You are not a whore, Mr. B. If you split it, you're not a whore.
But,
I'm all right. I can eat the whole thing.
Yeah, so
extra meat.
15% off. And
extra girth.
Extra girth.
Sorry.
Yeah. And everybody on Yelp, they give it a 5 out of 5 stars.
Oh, nice.
There's nobody that gave it a 4 out of 5 stars.
Man, we got to go check this out, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Go see it. Mm-hmm. Hey. We're not our only listeners, but we are hosts.
Yes.
Co-hosts.
We love food. We'll eat food all day.
So you want a good, there's all kinds of sandwiches. He has that on the wall. It's all written down and everything. There's a bunch of sandwiches and try them out. And one thing he was talking about also was he's got from East Coast to West Coast, just different sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
He's lived there, so he knows how the food is.
Yeah, because they all have their different styles.
Yeah, so he was saying if you want to know how a New York sub is, he'll make a New York sub with like the exact ingredients.
No shit.
So he's not like
they got like the Philly cheese and all that.
Yeah, he's got all that Philly cheese.
Mm.
So he's not the type of person that says, "Oh, you want some Chinese food? I never been to China." But
I'll make it.
And I can cook the shit out of this chow mein.
Yeah, so he's not like that. He's actually been out there and he knows how the food is. So. And people, he's there was this guy he was talking to, and the guy was complimenting him on the bread and like what kind of bread he uses, and he wanted to give that information. So he's got his own bread.
Oh wow, nice.
So if you guys want some good food, check it out, Alicia's Sub and Bagels.
Alicia's.
Yeah, it's right there off of a golf course and Southern in Rio Rancho.
That sounds
nice.
Good. Sandwich sounds good right now.
Sandwich. And if you guys forget this, just look on the rollingofftrackpodcast.com and the link will be right there. And maybe I'll give like a little map or something like that.
Yeah, boom. Get directions where.
Yeah.
Just like that map.
Just like that.
Chicha.
Just to help you guys out.
Yeah. That's freaking awesome, man.
Yeah, so yeah, Rock Pod's doing good.
Dude, baby.
Giving the listeners some good things and more to come, right?
Heck yeah.
Yo.
Damn right.
Damn right.
So what's going on, Mr. B? How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. My Aiden little B, he played some basketball tournament Saturday and Sunday. Mm. His last game was on Sunday morning, and
win?
they lost. So they got out of the tournament Sunday morning.
Oh, this is like knockout stage.
Knockout, yeah.
Anybody, they lose or out kind of thing.
So they played three games, and then the third game they lost and. So they got out.
It's best of three.
Oh man, that's all right though. Yeah, just have fun doing it, man.
Yeah,
get them next time.
Having fun and learning. And then we watched since the last episode, me and the family, we watched three movies. We watched Ninja Turtles.
What did you think of that one?
That one's good. That was real, real good. I think it's better than the first one.
That one, and Michael Bay is a producer too, so Michael, there's going to be a lot of
you can hear like his sound effects.
Yeah, the Transformers are almost like
Transformers. Yeah.
No, fuck.
Have you seen the first one?
I've seen like parts of it.
Yeah.
I
didn't
see
the whole parts thing. Of it.
Only when Megan Fox.
She's that's April. About it. She's the new April.
She's hot.
Criminals are hot.
Criminals. They make criminals hot. Huh?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Yeah, heck yeah, dude.
She's in it, right, April?
Yeah, she's still in there. Yeah, I think this one's better than this first one.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty good. And the first one was a pretty good movie. It's a good movie. But this one,
it's a lot more action to it, too,
don't action, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like watching the old school Turtles with what they do and stuff like that. They kind of put it in live action movie.
No.
So
they have Bebop and Rocksteady,
right? They have Bebop and Rocksteady, yeah, that's right.
Dang.
The Warthog and the Rhino.
Yep. Yeah. I remember I used to have the action figures.
Action figures?
Mm-hmm. I used to have them. I have the Turtles. Well, people who could see me on the camera, and I had action figures about this big.
It's like
fight with them all the time.
Really?
By myself.
The big ones?
Yeah.
The big ones.
I even had the van too.
The van, the turtle van?
The turtle van. I used to have that too. You could take that apart, put it back together. You could put the turtles inside the van. I should pretend. Old school.
Old school, huh?
Old school turtles, man.
Sorry. Oh, there you go. That's cool. Man, so those are big action figures.
Yeah, yeah. Those things are expensive. My auntie told me. She said, those things are expensive. You take care of them.
You take care of them.
I didn't take care of them.
You know, I don't. We couldn't afford the big ones. We had to get the small ones. Small turtle action figures.
Dang.
A little bit of everything.
I had the little wax ones.
You mean the one with the parachutes that you just throw?
Yeah.
You
just throw it out.
You try to find the highest.
That you can get like in a cereal box or something.
I remember those. I used to have the little ninjas too. The little ninjas are pretty cool.
And then when somebody would do, it was like an old school hack, but they'll say, hey, you know, you can make your own parachute.
Yeah.
You would attach it to your own action figures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just see them gliding down.
Start gliding down. That's a good, like, 5 seconds
before it starts crashing down. Yeah.
And then you get tired of it, and then you're like, all right, I'm done.
It's kind of like a roller coaster. You take a long time to get to the highest point that you can. But then when you throw it down, it takes like 5 seconds. Oh man, now I gotta go all the way down and pick it back up and bring it back.
I wanna try that. From a third floor building, just
we get a midget?
Midget?
I know, right? We could probably fit a midget. We'll make our own parachute for the
midget.
Yeah,
for a midget.
For a midget?
Who's it, Vince? Vince is fascinated by midgets.
Because he's a pervert.
He's a pervert for midgets. He likes them short because they don't have to get on their knees.
Oh.
Gotcha. No, just kidding. Sorry, a little graphic there. Continue, Mr. B.
No, that's right. On the the iTunes, it says may contain graphic language. I think it says that.
Really? Holy smokes.
Yeah. Because you have to if you say the F word.
Explicit.
Say the F word.
Fucks.
Or the S word.
Shit.
Yeah, like that. Then you gotta check that
box. Oh, check the box. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. So it's forewarned.
Yeah. So when people are reading the description, they say, "Oh snap."
No, I can't let my kid listen to this. Sorry, son.
Sorry, son. Put on your headphones. There's this road going to my grandma's. It kind of goes through like a little hill mountaintop. Mm. So going through the road, it's kind of steep. So that's where we would throw off our action figures. Just because the mountain's not like a big 45 degree angle.
It's
steep angle. So that was a good place to throw it off and just try and see those parachutes fly.
Sounds like some good old days.
Good old days.
It was, man. It was fun. Everything was simple.
You go outside and play. You don't have to worry about being kidnapped.
Yeah.
Or like those memes, the bikes. This is how you knew you were at a friend's house.
Yeah, yeah. You know when it's too late, when the sun's going down. That's very true. I
remember that. And good old days. Everybody look up.
I miss those days.
You know.
That's a funny stories, man. My brother. When I told you stories about him. Bye. Fucking ate crap. I'm gonna just throw this in there now that I brought it up. When I was about 9 years old, me and my best friend were riding on the same scooter going down the hill. And my brother was being a smart ass, calling us girly girls riding on the same scooter. So he goes up to the top of the hill and rides right past us. Right when he passes us, he says bye, and then he fucking falls all over the floor. He was like, bye. He just fell all over the floor, dude, and he got up crying. Me and Johnny just couldn't stop laughing, man. We clowned on him so hard. So every time we see him, we tell him, bye.
just be careful not to trip. Huh?
Yeah. Hopefully I don't trip when I'm telling him that, man.
Did he fall in gravel or sand?
That was in the asphalt right there.
Asphalt. Oh,
okay. He ate it hard, dude. He was all scraped up and cut up, beat up. Yeah, that's my brother.
What's worse, falling? Let's say on your bike, going at a certain speed. What's worse, either falling and scraping on asphalt, or falling and scraping on gravel?
No, asphalt, I think.
I don't know, because gravel fucking gets in there, dude.
It'll dig into your skin.
Yeah, huh? When you're scraping.
I don't know.
It'd be like more like scratches, huh?
Yo,
like scratches.
What if asphalt's flat? Yeah. It's just like a smooth burn.
Yeah.
What if the asphalt has gravel?
Well, then you have fucking burn with texture on it.
That's no. I don't know. I think asphalt, because I have a history with that. I broke my wrist twice in asphalt.
Really?
So I say asphalt wins.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think gravel might have a little cushion.
Gravel ain't gonna have a cushion. Gravel has no cushion.
I don't know.
Because that's like sharp edges.
I never fell on gravel, so I really don't.
It's like this, but rocks on top. So you're not just falling on the solid piece, you're falling on the rocks.
Yeah.
And then.
I don't want to find out. That's why I don't ride bikes no more. Scooters.
You don't ride no bikes no more?
Not in a long time.
No mountain bikes?
Mm-mm.
Man, this year I got to go to Sandia Mountains, pointing that way.
That way.
Got to go to Sandia Mountains and ride the bike trail again. It's been years since I've been up there.
I heard that's pretty fun. It's
badass, buddy.
And you give me a mountain bike.
Mountain bike. Buy a...
No BMX, right?
$80 mountain bike.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
Fuck that.
Come on, Donald.
I barely walked past that fucking bike trail.
Just do it, man. You can do it. Show him that you can ride a bike up a hill.
Be like a rhino coming down on that bitch on a bike.
Holy shit.
It's rock steady.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you ain't stopping that bitch. Gravel, asphalt, fence? No, fuck that.
Throw airbag in front of him.
Brakes are already grinded down.
See sparks.
Fuck that, dude.
Just fall.
Just fall, man. Get it over with.
It's soft there. Let it go.
You either fall in the dirt coming down or in the rocks down here.
Just avoid the trees.
Yeah, this is so much fun, fuckers.
Bye.
All right, here goes Donald. Bye. Fuck that, dude.
That's terrible.
Big D.
We gotta do that for the Patreon listeners. Patreon.com/ROTPOD. Donate $1.
You donate
$50 minimum. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Just send whatever you want.
Let's say $20.
$20?
Donate $20. And I will buy a bike. And I will take my fat ass on that damn trail.
Oh, shit.
Well, maybe not. We'll get you a bike. We'll get you a bike. We'll get you.
My dad has a beach cruiser. Try that one.
No, a mountain bike. Or straight up mountain.
A beach cruiser. A mountain.
Yep. He doesn't use it, so we might as well just put
the damn seat will be bent.
Cruising the beach in that thing.
Around the banana seats. It's gonna be a moon.
It's no longer flat.
It'll look like an upside down tampon or pad or
something. You dented the seat, man.
God, we will do half a trailer or something, dude. Okay. And you can even record it with your GoPro.
That's right. Here $20. Goes $20 will provide Big D with a mountain bike that has good brakes, good tires, and the steering wheel works. And we'll record him.
Yep, and I will get on the bike.
Sounds good.
Whoa.
All right, is that a deal?
Deal.
Challenge.
Deal, people.
Challenge accepted by Donald.
I challenge you. And each time you donate, we'll think of something else for my fat ass to do.
That's good, man.
I don't want you to die. That's the thing.
We got Stretch here, so he'll be
partaking. I want to do the extreme stuff.
Partaking in the donation days or something.
And also, like, remember the last time we wanted to go on the side of the streets at the intersection with the signs?
We got to do that.
So, we'll do that. Y'all people donate $5.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Do that. I'll get on the sign, or Slim Jim here. We'll get a sign on with the rock pot in the back, but in the front, I don't know, I give head. Or no, can't be that explicit. People pull us over.
I'm good.
I something.
We'll have them wear a Raiders hat or something.
Oh my God. Nah, you're just pushing it there.
Raiders number one fan.
Burn that shirt. Live camera. Just burn it.
Go on, put it on. And then every time we'll have somebody honk, and every time they honk, you say Raiders number one.
No.
Sounds good.
No.
Man. Sounds good, guys. We got some good ideas coming. And the listeners, the audio people that are listening, if you want to watch all these videos, just donate $1 or more.
Yes.
But for us to do something extreme, it's like the first one is $20 and then $5.
And then we'll add some to y'all. I mean, come on, let's do this.
Oh, no. We need to give these people some crazy thoughts.
Well,
if they have any ideas, you know.
Yeah. Let's find out.
That's legal. That's doable.
Give us some ideas.
Yeah.
We'll just decide which one we'll go
with. I mean, I'm not jumping in the fucking thing with the gorilla, dude. You seen what happened to the baby. I ain't got about to get my fat ass drug around the river. In the gorilla.
No zoos.
You never know. This guy, this guy, Alicia, he might give us a big sub. Then we'll say, hey, we'll finish this in an amount of time or something, like a food day or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like a food challenge kind of thing.
Food challenge or something.
Oh, I'll do that.
Yeah, we'll do something with this guy, too.
I'll make sure to do that.
If it's food, this dude's in it. I mean, I'm with him, too.
Okay. Yeah. We can do that.
I like that.
I like food's good.
I like
food's
that
good.
Challenge better. If it's food, I'm down.
Yes, sir. What else? Let's see. Another one was, did you guys watch X-Men?
Yeah, I saw it.
X-Men was good, huh?
It was pretty good. I think Big D's not a fan of X-Men. Let's just get that over with.
I think that's one of my favorite X-Men movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, my brother said he liked that one better than Captain America. I was like, what?
Marvin?
Yep.
How the hell is that?
I have no idea. I don't think any movie, to me, is better than Captain America. Mm. That movie Captain was America's badass.
Batman. Well, I mean, I'm partial Batman.
He likes Batman. Me, I'm more of the Joker. I like the Joker. So until the Joker comes out, and that's when I'm really going to be all out.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah. August. We're not too far away.
I like his laugh.
It was a psycho laugh.
Yeah, it was a lot of action indeed. But for me, you know, I'm not a fan of X-Men. It just reminded me of all the other movies. All it did was just leave me confused.
Oh, okay. No, like, if you watch them, you
yeah, like, who the hell is that? Where is that? Fuck! Why is this happening? Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Arnold.
Let's get to the choppers.
That was pretty cool. That's cool. This is a cool movie. It just, like, it does switch from story to story and all that stuff, so. But it's still a good movie.
If you have watched the other ones, it'll make sense. But if you skip one of them, then it's
yeah,
not
you really need
sense.
To watch them all. And there's like what 13 X-Men movies.
Something like that. It brings the Wolverine movies together. It brings quite a bit of the X-Men movies all together, especially back from the first X-Men movie, where Wolverine finds them. What was that chick's name? Where she grabs you and she takes your powers?
Oh, that young girl.
Yeah,
ties that one into it.
Even ties into that. That
was her name. Remember?
I forgot her name.
Every time he touched her, but he helped her.
Rogue, right?
Yeah.
Is it Rogue?
Rogue. Was it Rogue?
Rogue.
I think it was Rogue. Yeah, Rogue. Yeah, yeah, good
Rogue
job,
is
Church.
The one. Yep.
Yeah.
Rogue. She touches you. Her hair turns white while she's taking all your energy.
Yeah.
She did that to Magneto.
Yep.
She fucked up Magneto.
He even shows how Professor loses his hair, gets all bald.
Freaking duking it out with Apocalypse. And then bald right after, poor guy.
Yeah. That Apocalypse guy was pretty tough, too.
Dude.
He did pretty good. He didn't do any running or anything, but he still looked tough.
He just convinced people that they're better than they are.
Well, he had a lot of power, man.
And he kind of he got that power by taking powers throughout time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning, you can see when they first started, when they changed them into that, when they're at that damn Egyptian thing, whatever.
Yeah.
That, remember, who'd I tell? Who that was it, you?
Yeah, they're
doing that shit in the beginning.
some shit was going down.
Yeah. And then they tried to kill him. Those other guys, they threw that big-ass fucking brick on it, but they missed.
Yeah.
Stupid.
They tried to collapse the whole pyramid.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Nah.
Sorry. Spoiler alert.
He took that guy's powers where he heals.
Yeah.
Yeah, he took that before he got trapped in that thing.
Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a pretty straight movie. I liked it.
And then if he took Professor X's powers, he would have been much stronger, huh?
He would have controlled all the freaking mutants out there.
Well, see, that's what I didn't get, because I thought the Apocalypse, he already had all his powers already. You know what I mean? But yeah. I guess he just, as time goes by, he just possesses them from each war he's in or whatever.
Something like that, yeah. For the comic book people, if you want to explain a little bit on that, maybe send us a message.
Yeah, explain something. Fucking nerds.
Make it more understanding.
Yeah, so the Apocalypse guy, I don't know how he originates or where he comes from. Or who his mother is.
They just show him in Egypt, and that's it.
Yeah, that was it. Just on the table, and that was it. No,
show where he comes from and all that.
Well, he was the very first mutant, though, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he said he was one of the very first.
Yeah, the first ones.
And then I think he just figured out how to take other people's powers.
That dirty bastard.
That dirty.
About any other movies you seen, Mr. Bean?
The movies, real quick. Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Oh,
it's the second one of.
Is that what Franco? James Franco?
No, that's
Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
Johnny Depp. Yeah. And this one is a real, real good movie. It's better than the first. I think it's real much, 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 much better than the first one. It's really... that one I recommend. And the other one was Angry Birds. Me and Little B watched. Oh. And Mrs. B, she kind of didn't want to watch it. But then after we told her that it was a good movie and it's worth watching, so I recommend that one also.
Yeah, Angry Birds is pretty cool. Is it kind of like... Have you seen that movie Surf's Up?
Surf's Up?
He's a penguin. He's a surfing penguin. It's a Shia LaBeouf. He plays the voice.
I don't remember it.
It's pretty cool. That's what I'm kind of thinking Angry Bird is. It's kind of like that movie.
Oh, okay.
Like Surf's Up. You ever see it? If you ever get a chance, check it out. It's
funny. Right.
It's a kid movie. So
the four movies that we recommend, Ninja Turtles, the second one, X-Men Apocalypse, Alice Through the Looking Glass, and Angry Birds.
Mm-hmm. I want to check out Angry Birds. And all those movies, besides X-Men, Universe.
I guess Alice Through the Looking Glass. It's real good. You gotta watch it. You gotta hear everything, listen to what they're saying to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
It's real good. It's really, really
nice,
good.
Nice.
Maybe in the next episode I'll talk about it a little bit more.
Hmm. Heck yeah.
You can do that.
Sounds good, man.
Yep. And yeah, there's still a lot more to cover, but there's more episodes coming.
Yes, sir.
Know it.
Freaking awesome.
Awesome.
Look at this cute little girl. Look at him.
Hell yeah.
The one thing that I noted also was from this morning, from a good weekend. Couldn't wake up this morning. You know, you toss and turn all night, and then the last hour of your
that's
morning,
when you're really
that's
sleeping.
When you get a deep sleep. That's how it was this morning for me.
You wake up all. I don't want to go. No, that's not. I'm not a morning person, but I have to.
Yes, sir. Anything you guys want to add?
Games. Since you know a lot about the games.
Games. What's
up? Did you hear anything about the Uncharted, the new one?
Uncharted 4.
Mm-hmm. Did you say it's badass? I heard it got a 10.
Yeah, a lot of reviewers. 9 out of 10, or 10 out of 10, or 5 out of 5. It's real, real good. Mm. People are liking the story. People are liking the visuals. Everything works together. The controls.
Do you know if that's going to be the last one, or they will continue? I hope they continue. That game is badass.
Yeah,
it's badass. I played them all.
I don't know about that.
But hopefully they continue it.
You played all of them?
Hmm?
Play the Vita one?
Which one?
The PS Vita one.
Is that a whole different story?
It's,
or is it the same?
It's kind of like a side, one.
Like a sister one?
Yeah, the Vita, I never played that one.
Maybe I'll let you borrow mine, check it out. Oh. Then you can say you played all of them.
Then, yeah, I guess I missed one, sorry. These nuts. Sorry, people, I failed you guys.
Fail.
Again, Starscream. Again.
Let's go do Megatron voice.
We go through dirt of the day. You throw me yet again, Starscream.
True. You know.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Nice.
All right,
nice.
On, buddy. It's freaking awesome. Another beautiful day.
You guys enjoy your weather. Enjoy it. Hopefully some rain comes in and cools it down, because fuck, it's hot.
Hot. Yeah, I think that's it.
That's it, man. That's all, folks. That's all she wrote.
All right, people. Any last words for the listeners?
You guys be safe out there, and that's coming from me, Stretch,
and Big D, and Mr. B. We love you guys.
Rock Pod.
Peace.